And now this is a dictation. For Kirin. Hat, H-A-T-T, August 26, 1954, addressed as a letter to Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-V-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, consultation for Mrs. Holt. For progressive chronic kidney disease, change happened around 2022 when the creatinine from baseline 0.9 to 1 progressively recent, with present level fluctuating around 1.5-1.6. She's trying to lose weight by doing diet, 3-4 pounds over the last few months, not much. Well controlled esophageal reflux for what she has been taking for a long time. PPI omeprazole. Denies abdominal discomfort, denies diarrhea bleeding. The last 6 to 9 months, she complains of a normal bowel movement that follows after eating breakfast within 1 or 2 hours with loose stools. There is no associated bleeding, abdominal pain. The stools are not floating. No specific meal or drink that makes it worse. Denies urinary symptoms, does have urinary frequency nocturia, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood. Chronic incontinence. Denies chest pain palpitations, follows cardiology, atrial fibrillation. Minor dyspnea, denies the use of oxygen or CPAP machine. She sleeps in a recliner, but not because of orthopnea PND. She's more comfortable, as apparently husband snores very loud. Some bruises of the skin, but no skin rash, no bleeding nose gums, no headaches. Next paragraph, the past medical history, hypertension, atrial fibrillation, hiatal hernia and esophageal reflux, osteoarthritis, remote history of vein thrombosis when she was taking birth control pills without pulmonary emboli, denies coronary artery disease. She's not aware of congestive heart failure or pacemaker, no TIS stroke, no seizures, denies gastrointestinal bleeding, denies chronic liver disease, does take thyroid replacement, remote history of Guillain-Barré. Next paragraph. Surgeries. Include gallbladder appendix, tonsils adenoids, right ovary remove, left ovary surgery for cyst. She still has the ovary and residual cyst, right knee replacement, left-sided length implant, prior colonoscopy. Next paragraph, reported side effects, clindamycin hives, estrogens, DVT, and weight gaining. Next paragraph, never smoke. Very rare, occasionally alcohol. Next paragraph. no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, medications, Eliquis, metoprolol, Flexeril, thyroid replacement. For migraines, combination of Tylenol, caffeine, Butal, Vital, Butalbital, Losartan, HCTC, Albuterol, Prilosec, vitamins. Next paragraph on physical exam. Weigh 216, 65 inches tall. Blood pressure 150 over 80 on the right, 140, 78 on the left. No respiratory distress. Alert orientis 9-3. Left-sided cataract, left-sided lens implant, right-sided cataract. No mucosal abnormalities. No expressive facial dysarthria. No gross neck masses, thyroid or lymph nodes. Lungs are clear. No gross arrhythmia. Overweight of the abdomen, no ascites, tenderness or masses. No major edema. Non-focal deficits. Next paragraph. Last chemistries available are from September. At that time, creatinine 1.5, in July 1.68, for a GFR between 33 and 37, minor low sodium 136, normal potassium, mild metabolic acidosis 21, normal calcium glucose, thyroid well replaced, high cholesterol 210, LDL 145, HDL low at 39, normal triglycerides. In December, anemia 9.4 with abnormal white blood cell platelets. The anemia is chronic. At least 2021. MCV in the upper side. Prior iron studies is from October 23 with a saturation 14%. Ferritin low at 44, a normal B12 folic acid. The absolute reticulocyte low at 50,000. There has been normal 3T4 and 3T3. I do not see a recent urine sample. 2022 antinuclear antibodies were negative. The last urine available is 2019, 1+ of blood, and the presence of blood has been documented all the way back to 2013 between 1 and 2+. 100 of protein. A CT scan abdomen and chest, abdomen, and pelvis with contrast was from January 2024. Normal liver, kidneys reported without obstruction, no stone masses, with a fracture on the left rib. Kidney ultrasound, December 23, 9.9 right, 9.3 left, no obstruction, stone masses, no urinary retention. There is an echocardiogram July last year. Grade 1 diastolic dysfunction, normal ejection fraction, no major abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease, at least over the last 4 years. Prior abnormal urine analysis, which is dated back at least for the last 10 years. No evidence for obstruction, urinary retention stones on imaging, CAT scan, or ultrasound. She has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Blood pressure in the office is fair. All testing will be updated, including phosphorus for mineral bone abnormalities with kidney disease, PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism, a new sample of urine, including protein creatinine ratio. She needs to check blood pressure at home and report to me. I did not change any blood pressure medicines. She's not on any anti-inflammatory agents. Explain the meaning of kidney disease. Not having symptoms is not unusual, that's the norm. I'm going to check for monoclonal protein. I'm going to update her iron studies. We discussed potentially a renal biopsy. If blood pressure at home significantly high, we will do a renal Doppler for renal artery stenosis, although she does not have clinical evidence of other vascular disease. All issues discussed at length, end of dictation.